Trump's time may be up. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Former President Trump predicted he would be indicted and arrested yesterday. That did not happen, but a New York City grand jury may vote to indict him today.
Near the Manhattan courthouse Tuesday, a few showed up to give opinions on the case of hush money to a porn actress and on former President Trump. This man from New Jersey wants to see him held accountable.
It's just horrific what he's done to individuals, to institutions, to our own democracy.
Another man who flew in from Florida said those who have associated with Stormy Daniels can't be trusted.
Her lawyer, Avenatti, went to jail. Cohen, a compulsive liar.
A final witness may come before the grand jury prior to any indictment or arrest. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Another big decision on today's horizon concerns interest rates. Most economists expect the Federal Reserve to announce a relatively modest quarter point hike in its benchmark rate. Prior to this month's failure of two regional banks, many people expected the Fed to boost rates by 0.5 percentage point. S&P 500 futures mostly flat this morning ahead of the interest rate decision. Yesterday, bank stocks rallied, helping the overall market. The Dow gained 316 points. Secretary of State Blinken is set to testify today before two Senate committees as Chinese President Xi and Russian President Putin wrap up their meetings in Moscow. Yesterday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. is skeptical of China's peacemaking efforts concerning the war in Ukraine.
China wants to play a constructive role here in this conflict, then they ought to press Russia to pull its troops out of Ukraine and Ukrainian sovereign territory.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another day of no school for hundreds of thousands of Los Angeles area students as many of the district's employees walk the picket line.
Thousands of teachers rallying to support a strike from the Service Employees International Union, Local 99, which is demanding a 30% wage increase and better health care after failed negotiations with the LA Unified School District. The walkout closing about 1,000 schools. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the district has offered the union of 30,000 bus drivers, custodians, and others an over 20% salary increase and expanded benefits. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders signs a law prohibiting transgender people at public schools from using the restroom of their choice. The law, which makes Arkansas the fourth state to enact such a restriction, takes effect this summer. A Senate committee holds a hearing today on a bipartisan rail safety bill. In the hot seat again, Norfolk Southern CEO.
Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw has already said that he'd support some parts of the bipartisan rail safety bill that would put tougher safety regulations on railroads. After last month's toxic train crash in East Palestine, Shaw's promise to make affected communities whole again while under pressure from lawmakers and federal safety regulators. On exactly what Norfolk Southern's commitment to safety is. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An attorney for a 15-year-old boy arrested in a fatal shooting outside a Dallas area high school says the teen will remain in custody following yesterday's detention hearing. And conservationists are pushing for South Carolina to make the Venus flytrap the state's official carnivorous plant. Supporters say it would help in recognition and protecting and increasing awareness of the species, which is only found in South Carolina and a small bit of North Carolina. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.